listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy, Ham.
Ahoy.
And ahoy to you, Jacko.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Very businesslike, the two of you.
Thank you. Let's get straight into it.
Thank you. The reason why I brought you here. Let's actually go to, there's a psychic.
Let's get straight out of it.
Let's get straight out of it. A psychic has uploaded their audio message. Psychic Ryan, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys. Psychic Ryan here. It's 2008. I've just finished eating my gravy chips, but I've had a vision that you guys are going to need some voice notes. So I am here starting early, hoping that it gets to you in time. But here are some tips of things just to keep an eye out for. They won't make sense to you now, but they will in the future. Take plenty of sickness tablets on the tool ship. You're going to want those. Hamish, don't do the worm at the party. It's not going to end well for you, mate. Don't
break,
do that.
Break your face.
Watch out for the cursed watch. That's coming. Don't let Jez lose the Bitcoin password. I know none of this is going to make sense, but trust me, in the future it will. One of you is going to lose touch with the common man. So I don't want to say who, but try not to forget where you come from, yeah? All right, boys. Hopefully this makes it to you in time, but all the best. Good luck.
It is a long upload period.
It does take usually 12 years to buffer. Can I shock you, Ando?
Yeah.
I've had a psychic tell me that in the year 2050, I travel back in time to 2008 and assume an English accent as a guy called Psychic Ryan.
Is that you?
So the prophecy is playing out.
Hey, I've got a bit of, hard news, particularly I think for you.
Start up with a bit of Tom Gleason hard news.
for you to swallow, and I wondered whether you've been experiencing the same thing.
Hang on, is it hard news for me to swallow or just general hard news? You've already swallowed it.
I think it's more hard news for you to swallow it.
Dislocating the jaw now. Have you swallowed any of it?
I've taken it in, but it doesn't come as a surprise.
It
doesn't come as a surprise
to
me. So,
double standards.
Guy called Mark Hammond. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, all names ring a bell.
Well, he was the man that won the Coppersphere.
Yeah, that's why it rings a bell.
Back when we had the Coppersphere off.
Yeah.
I'll take you back.
Mark, arise, sir, because I have great pleasure in informing you.
Oh, wow.
Before you do, though, any new golf clubs from TaylorMade you might like instead?
Mark, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
The need for the sphere is greater. I do need some clubs, though, but no.
What about a year's supply of golf balls?
Oh, no. Can't be done.
Oh, well done, Mark.
He was trying to slugworth you, Mark, and you stood up. You're going to be absolutely mesmerised when you see this thing. Oh, I know what's happened here. So, behind the scenes, Andy's chipped away to go, look, it would be a very big coup for my sponsors if I could tempt you away from the sphere.
Sadly not. So he did reach out to me here.
Yeah.
No he surprises. Reached out on Twitter and he said, hey, I'm having Coppersphere regret. Can I go back?
You've got to work through that.
And I said, hey.
Hey.
You've made your bed. You stick with it. And he said, can you put a good word in for it? No. No, absolutely not, mate.
You picked the sphere.
You've picked the sphere?
And there were so many people that would have wanted to be in that position, Andy.
Yeah. So I thought that was it.
That was
a couple of months ago. That was ages ago.
We already know, though, from the spot price of copper that he's sitting on a small fortune. Yeah, I mean, he can sell it for scraps and buy 100 clubs.
Yeah, exactly.
If I remember the maths correctly.
So, Haim, I've thought that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Until turning down an opportunity to plug the sponsor again for your golf clubs.
Until I got a
plug opportunity
email
resurfacing
from another Mark, who is the product and marketing coordinator of that brand. I don't have to say mention them. But guess what?
You might have to.
He's got an email sent to him from Mark Hammond.
Right, Mark's sniffing around.
On their customer feedback email. It reads this. Hi, guys. Odd one here.
I'd be very interested to see.
I was on the Hamish and Andy show on Thursday. And I was offered a putter instead of taking Hamish's Coppersphere. I took I took the copper sphere thinking it was some kind of test.
It was a desirability test.
And I passed up a free club or two. I'm not asking for the free club.
Yes, you are.
But I'm living in regret and I really would love a new putter.
Well, you are asking for a free club.
He goes on to then explain the type of putter he wants. You can get those in copper, in colouring. And he thought that could be the perfect product. He says
Andy, do you really want this man associated with you and your sponsor's product?
I mean, he goes, if the stock is in, I live in Clayton and I'm happy to come in, but can I cheekily ask for a discount? I'll bring the copper sphere in with me as well. It's pretty mesmerizing.
This would be one of the most insane emails I've ever read. Because I assume the person you're dealing with to get this unlimited pipeline of swag is the head of the company, not the person reading their feedback emails.
This got very, very, there's a very, very confused person at entry level.
Have we put in a Drummond Golf Mag, some sort of sphere for putter discount code?
So that's the thing. So he's experiencing copper sphere regret.
Right. Interesting.
And I just wondered have you experienced copper sphere? No way. Well, that's interesting as well because
might not be mesmerizing him enough. Maybe.
I went online and I saw that some people are going through copper sphere regret. I thought you might have been there.
It ebbs and flows. I mean, I've got so many other things to be mesmerized by, but usually I come back to it and it's still pretty mesmerizing.
Well, I found there was an instructional video online on YouTube, which was, you had to pay for it, which was helping people with.
You had to pay for the video?
Yes. So it was a subscription based for Copper Sphere Regret. And I've got some of the details here. I just wanted to see if you're going through any of these things. So that's how it starts.
Hi. And commiserations on purchasing a copper sphere.
Don't need them.
No doubt there are a lot of emotions that you'll have to work through.
Mesmerisation.
Stage one is regret. No. Regret that you spent way too much money on something that is actually exactly what meets the eye.
A precious metal.
It is natural to feel this way.
So stage one regret. Are you at regret?
I don't think you could call it regret because being mesmerised is not a concurrent emotion you would feel with regret. And also knowing that you've got a nice, highly polished piece of precious metal tucked away for when the copper price booms.
Skyrocket.
And it doesn't require a password you can't find.
It's just actual
commodities, real solid copper commodity.
I don't think anyone's calling copper a precious metal, though. That's usually reserved for gold, silver.
For precious metals.
I mean, it's precious to me.
Yeah. Precious to you, metal.
Like, you know, your mum would say you're precious, Jack, but you're not integral to the Australian economy. But, you know, to her, you're a precious person.
That response makes sense, Aaron, because as I went through the video, this excerpt kind of jumped out at me.
The next stage is denial. Mm. You'll find you continue to deny it's a poor purchase. Mm. This makes sense because it's essentially just a shiny ball that you spent several hundred dollars on, so you have to defend your position. If you actually don't care you've wasted this money, you've probably lost touch with the common man.
Or woman.
And
a lot of women are buying them too.
And we know you haven't lost touch. So
I appreciate it for its value. Yeah. And the thing is, this sounds like this voiceover person, whoever they are, that's made this, be they Sarah, our producer or not. It just sounds like they've never actually held it in their hand. Because you definitely don't experience regret once you experience the weight of.
Yeah.
That adds to the mesmerization. Maybe they're watching it, they're just seeing a picture of it, which is, I understand.
No, it was a video and they were holding it in the video.
Show me the video.
I don't have it on hand, but I do have another excerpt.
Got two screens in front of me, three.
The next stage is referred to as doubling down. A copper sphere purchaser will often try and prove their decision was correct by buying a flippy square that is equally as shiny.
No. Joke's on her. It's not. It's Matt, and I bought three. I don't think this person knows what they're talking about, mate. There's scams of scams are plenty on YouTube.
Well, this is how it finished.
For more help, please buy my audio self-help tape outlining on how to deal with flippy square regret.
What kind of packaging does the tape come in?
Fairly shiny.
Mesmerizing.
It's really mesmerizing.
That's a real shame for Mark.
So I just said to Mark, I went back to...
Is it, actually, you know what? Is Mark Hammond the guy from NCIS?
He is, isn't he?
That's why it finally came back to me.
Yes, it's the lead character in NCIS who's done the whole run. It's not him, I don't think, we gave the Copper Sphere to.
I feel like that Mark Hammond's been looked after enough that he's not sniffing around looking for free putters.
I told the other Mark at the golf guy to go. So he's made his own bed.
Put him on the copper list. It's just like the blacklist, but it's for people that have chosen copper.
And he wrote back, I thought you might say that, and we'll abide by that. So I suppose we've got a man.
Look, I wish him all the best, and Andrew, it's completely up to you if you want to, you know, squirt him with a bit of merch.
No, not for me.
Because you've got the hose.
Yeah,
you've got the merch hose.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
I appreciate it.
The power moves keep rolling in thick and fast. Our book is still on the way.
Our book is rolling towards consumers thick and fast, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Rodney Howe, who actually sent us a picture. It's landed on my side of the fence. He goes, guys, I've been hearing so much about this coffee table book about power moves. I've actually built my own coffee table to get ready for it. Mary Hans.
That's fantastic.
Lovely
the
red,
book would look great on
wood
that.
Piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he'd be happy to take a shot of the book on the table, send it back in case we have people that are 50-50 about buying the book but don't believe that it could rest on a coffee table. Yeah. He'd be the evidence.
Well, just at the moment with the current designs, I think it would be a beautiful accompaniment to that table.
Yeah.
And any table, to be honest. It's going to work on most tables. We've asked the publishers to make sure it does.
They've been telling us they've been putting prototypes on various tables around the office, and so far it hasn't crushed a single table and it's been well supported. And the table seems to enjoy having the book on it too.
Loves it.
So it's a nice symbiotic relationship. And this is from David.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, if I may.
You go for it, yeah.
When someone has got a mortar and pestle out, you know the thing for grinding up herbs?
Oh, okay. I didn't, but yes.
Very specific scenario. Walk up to them and go, do you know which one is the mortar and which one is the pestle? Whatever they say, respond with no, it's the other way around.
Really like it.
Yeah. I'm not 100% on which one's the pestle.
I don't know. I didn't even know it was called a mortar and pestle, but I can't wait.
He actually starts, he goes, when anyone's got the old M&P out.
Is it mortar?
Yeah, I think it's a mortar and
a mortar.
Pestle.
Like it.
But which is which?
This is from Taylor. When you need help whilst buying an embarrassing item.
Okay.
From generally a pharmacist, often you're on the back foot, very difficult to get the power back from this situation.
Yes. Do you have a nicotine patch shaped as a full body suit to get maximum?
Yep. So, you know, i.e. fungus cream, condoms, adult nappies, he's saying.
Fungus condoms. Fungdoms.
Oh, jeez.
If you've got a rash on,
yeah.
Or a fungdom for 2 weeks. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll take care of things.
Start the conversation.
Have you used a fungdom, Jack?
Never needed it.
Knock on touch wood, may you never, sir.
He says, start the conversation with, hey, you look like you know.
That's great. Very simple. Yeah. I need a fun dom. You look like a man that would have slipped one like on from know. Time
what's
to time.
What's the best fun dom available for purchase?
What do you use? I want the one the pharmacist uses.
Great.
This comes in from Colton from Canada. Ahoy. Ahoy to all our internationals. When you're in a conversation with a friend, find a way to make a reference to Steve Jobs. Immediately after that, explain to your friend that Steve Jobs was the leader of Apple, the company that made the iPhone. This will make them sound stupid and uninformed. And the only option they have is to say, I know, the most low power thing there is to say.
Zach here. Power move if friend shares some small good news.
Great.
Nothing big, it says in brackets.
No.
Okay.
Very small.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a bit of I thought I got a parking fine today. It was a loose piece of paper.
I think that could work. Always reply with, that'll be really good for you. Implying their life is on track because a small significant win happened. Example, I got tickets to a concert this weekend. That'll be really good for you.
That is a good one.
Yep.
And Jaden Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, I've got a power move that can be used while watching something with a group of people. When watching a far-fetched television show or movie, turn to someone you want to belittle and go, remember when you thought this was based on a true story? They will become confused or defensive. Either way, looking like an idiot who thought Paul Blart Mall Cop was based on a true story. Great. Like it, really good like example it. Used too.
I'm going to dare go for one more, even though that was stellar. This is from Ed Greenwood, him. Power move. He's seen it done. It was genius. If you're attending a conference and you want to get out of there, wait until the end when the host throws out for questions. Let only one or two questions go before you raise your hand. And when the host invites you for your question, start with, well, thank you for a great presentation. And I'd like to wrap things up with this final question. Hey, I haven't told Jack the backstory for this one, but I did send you, an item the other day. To go.
It took me a while to figure out what you were sending it for. Mm. It was a barbecue.
It was a barbecue. I said, hey, mate, if you're interested in a new barbecue, have a look at this one. Jacko, here it is. I've got a picture.
More of a barbecuing system, isn't it? Because it's like stainless steel. It's got the tray out to the side.
And a side burner. I mean, a lot of people, go if they go the extra level, do they get that side burner thing where you can put a wok or a deep fryer
Not
or something?
I don't have that myself. Having been at the beach house recently, I know you've... You know, that's on wheels, so that takes a cylinder, but yours is plumbed in.
Yes, but I don't have I don't have a side burner.
Back to common man.
So that's the barbecue, Jack.
Yep, looks like a barbecue.
It's the Kalamazoo Outdoor Gourmet Hybrid Fryer Freestanding Natural Gas Grill with side burner.
Yep. The whole Kalamazoo, as they say in the biz.
How much would you pay, Jack, for the barbecue? It looks exactly like a barbecue.
Oh, I guess those ones with the full kit can go above 1,000. Hey, 1,000, 1,500.
They can go above 1,000.
They can go. They just give you a little clue. They're just getting warmed up there at 1,000 or 1,500.
Have an outrageous guess.
Have an outrageous
guess. All right, 10 grand.
$109,563. It's not even a round price. Yeah, like, we can't go any less than this. We've got it down.
It's a wild amount. It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I see it again?
I mean, that's what I did. I looked at it several times hoping there'd be a clue like it's got a diamond encrusted handle or something.
Is it made of silver?
No, it's stainless steel.
No, you think it's 24 karat silver, don't you? Yeah. But that wouldn't be a good thing to build a barbecue out of because it would start to melt.
It's $109,000 barbecue. Yeah,
it gives you an idea of the kind of brochures Ando's getting in his house. This is not even the expensive one. This is
this is the entry level.
I said, yeah, but do you have any good ones? No, I said, so my mate was in Winning Appliances, that store, and saw the barbecue. I was like, oh, well, wonder.
This is for sale.
This is in the store.
I thought you found this on the internet.
No. It's available. Retail available.
I thought it was clickbait off. I thought it was BuzzFeed. And you're like, these barbecue, top 10 barbecue prices that'll make your eyes water. You won't believe the grill on number 4.
No. My mate Smilesy was going to have a look at barbecues. He goes, I'll go top of the range. I'll treat myself. Went down to Winning Appliances just around the corner from his house and has gone in and gone, okay, can you show us the top of the range? They went, this is the one. He's like, oh, that looks really great. What's the price on that? It's just shy of 110 grand. So I feel like we should ring them today. I've got a contact for the barbecue expert. It's the Kalamazoo. This guy's name's Russell Crossdale, and he's expecting our call.
I mean, they just can't.
He doesn't know exactly why, but I mean, if he sold one,
You'd need to sell one a decade.
I'd be flabbergasted.
Good morning, Russell speaking.
Russell, it's Hamish and Andy here, mate.
Mate, how are you?
Russell, yes, how are you going, mate? I hope we haven't caught you in the middle of any sales.
No, we're all good. We are all good.
Hey, big fan of Winning Appliances. In fact, one of my mates shopped there recently and was looking for a barbecue, and there's a barbecue in particular we'd just like to drill down on a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. More than happy to help.
Are you all familiar with the entire range of barbecues there?
Yeah, I like to tell people that I am. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How many different types of barbecue do you guys reckon you sell at Winning Appliances?
Different brands, it'd be 10 to 15 different styles, probably five to eight different styles of
barbecues. Across those brands and styles, do you sell sort of one of each every couple of weeks or every week, or are there some that sell more than others?
Yeah, there's absolutely some that sell more than others, and you know, there's some that are more of a considered purchase and some that, you know, they need to design a space to fit around their barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're right. interested in the Kalamazoo Outdoor Gourmet Hybrid Free Fire Freestanding Natural Gas Grill and Side Burner. Are you familiar with that product?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Beast of a unit.
What was that?
It's a beast of a unit.
Beast of a
Absolute
unit.
Absolute beast. Yeah, yes, yeah. It is.
What's the retail price on that one?
It comes in three different sizes. So it comes with three different configurations for burners.
Go full. If we start at the top,
full spec.
85,000.
Oh, okay. Because it's listed here at 110,000. I still think 85 is a lot. So have you sharpened your pencil for us there?
Is this? That's not the floor stock, is it?
So the 110,000 one is the hybrid fire K1000 in marine grade stainless steel.
Wow.
So that's designed for people who live by the water. So it's more corrosion resistant.
You know, they've got a beach house, so you can sting them for another 20.
Yeah, exactly right.
So what kind of guarantee do you get, warranty do you get, if you shell out 110 large?
So it'll come with a two-year manufacturer warranty.
But
Kalamazoo's going to look after you. I mean, it's a lifetime purchase. It's a very large considered purchase. They're always
If you're selling your house to buy a barbecue, you want to make sure you've made the right decision.
And can you live in it?
How good is the sausage that comes off the Kalamazoo?
Do you have to do anything? Can you toss raw meat in and then it just yells at you and says, come across and have a sausage?
That's exactly what you can do. Put a sausage in, it'll do the rest for you. it's such an incredible barbecue that those sausages are going to be the best tasting sausages you've ever had.
Wow. Have you ever had a snag off of Kalamazoo?
I have indeed.
How did it taste?
It was the best sausage I've ever had.
Is it true what they say with the Kalamazoo that you could catch a live pigeon, close the lid on it, open it up 2 hours later, there's a perfectly roast turkey in there.
You are going to have a gourmet meal with that pigeon, let me tell you.
Okay, here's another question. How many Kalamazoos
have you sold one today?
Outdoor gourmet hybrid fire freestanding natural gas grill and side burners do you sell, say, a quarter?
We do move a few of them.
Wow. You
know, I mean, being the price point that it is and the size it is such a considered purchase. And I said, it's the sort of unit that the clients that are coming in are building an area to fit the grill. The K1000 weighs about 400 kilos. Now, you compare that to just a regular run-of-the-mill barbecue that's about 85 to 90 kilos.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it gives you an indication of the size of it. So there's certain areas that, you know, need to be considered and built to fit the actual grill.
Yeah, I mean, it is a considered purchase. You wouldn't just have it near the counter for people to have gone in to buy new tongs and go, I'll tell you what, I'll grab the K1000 as well while I'm here. How many people could it cook for?
If you were to cook, I guess in a smart kind of way, you could feed 40 or 50 people with it.
Right. Okay. So you're getting it down to sort of two grand a head.
Yeah, exactly. It's starting to work out more cost effective.
So if you went in with, you know, 50 of your mates and you sort of had a you know, every weekend someone gets it, then suddenly you're looking at it on a timeshare basis.
Yes.
Beginning to be a bit more.
It is heavy though. So the craning of it to your mate's house.
The craning's an issue. You'd also need to have a crane mate, a mate with a crane.
You need a central location where you can take your family to.
So it's really ideal for, say, you live on a street with 50 of your best friends that has sort of a central park.
Exactly right.
That you could install the K1000 in and it's agreed that you get a weekend a year. It's all yours, but cook for the street.
Absolutely.
And then,
you know, it's going to cook very, very well for all you and all your friends.
Have you had a sausage off a Weber?
Yes, I have.
How would you compare the two sausages?
It's like comparing sports cars with family cars. You know,
Right, that sausage is that good.
They both do them very well, but they just do them very differently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nicely done.
I do feel at the end of the day it is just adding heat to a sausage.
Russell, one final question.
Could you taste a K1000 sausage in a taste test, in a blind taste test?
I reckon I could tell, absolutely.
Yeah. Final question,
absolutely.
Then. Russ, when someone walks in your shop,
yep.
Do you know if they're a chance for the K1? Can you look someone up and down and just go, I'm a chance for the K1 here?
Before we had them, I reckon I could have. But, you know, now that I've started dealing with certain clients, no, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at the clientele that come in looking at them.
Mm.
And people that are very, very well aware of them. You know, they've seen them overseas. They've seen them in magazines or online. It's really quite a vast scope of people who are looking for
it. It's a status symbol, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Bentley of the barbecue world. Russ, absolutely. I know you're busy. We will let you go. But I was just going to say, do you have a partner, Russ, if it's not too much of a personal question? Do you
have
a special someone at home? If you sell a K1000 at work and it's all you, no split commish, and you go home and your partner says, how was your day? What do you say?
I mean, we work for the same company, so she's probably watching my numbers anyway.
I know, honey.
Do you reckon though she'd have a glint in her eye if you should be like, there he is, there's my K1000 salesman.
Definitely not. We're not at that point yet. No. I'm going to be blown away by my barbecue skills.
Okay, so you're not at the point yet where you're putting through fake purchases of the K1000 to refund at a later date just to impress your partner?
We'll get there eventually, but not at the moment.
Not a bad Brilliant, trip. Russell. Final question. I know I've said that 100 times, but we have a loyalty card here at the Hamish and Andy podcast. It entitles any card holder to 10% off any store worldwide.
Yep. Probably seen a few of them coming through the doors.
Of that 10%, the customer is required to give 5% straight back to you,
Russ.
Would you guys accept it?
I don't see why not. I mean, you know, it's not my decision, but yeah, absolutely. Why not? Yeah, I mean,
it's the card the stores love.
It's the card the stores
love. You get five, they get five, everybody wins.
Exactly right.
Thank you, mate. Well, thanks so much for your time,
buddy. That was fascinating, Russ. Cheers, thank you, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, an ongoing saga that we're forced to come back to reluctantly, of course, because we're about uppers in this show, and this one is certainly a downer, would you say?
It's a weight on the show.
And yeah.
If there's one thing the Wright brothers taught us, just before they took off on their famous flight in the Kitty Hawk, they yelled out, hey, someone get that anvil off the plane because you can't get airborne with something weighing you down.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be one of their more famous quotes.
That's true. It's also a cloud over the show, isn't it?
It's a cloud. And they also said, why don't we wait for this storm to pass and they'll give us time to unstrap the anvil. So both of those things, I think, helped that initial flight for the Wright brothers.
And we need
to get rid of a cloud.
We need to unstrap an anvil.
And we need to unstrap an anvil. And the anvil, of course, is this cheating scandal. That's the cloud that's hanging over us.
The scandal anvil.
And the scandal anvil is, we don't know what it's made of. It could be made of lead. It could really be an anvil that is weighing us down. Or it could be a hilarious film prop that's made of styrofoam and, in fact, would have been a funny thing to take on your maiden flight on Kitty Hawk. So for people seeing the Wright brothers going, gee, they're doing it with an anvil. And they say, just joshing with you guys. That's a film prop.
Spray painted.
Straight from Hollywood.
Anyway, Nick joins us again now. Nick, apologies to you as well, mate. It's obviously ahoy to you and it's obviously been dragging on.
Yeah, ahoy, boys. It is going for a bit. I just want to get my innocence out there.
Yep.
You know?
Well, it has only dragged on for 10% of the total time we've ever done the podcast. Well, I suppose it's pretty long. I suppose it's getting to the stage of a long drag on now. But
people joining the show right now, Nick showed his special skill of being able to recall every special skill that we've tested on this show and whether they got it right or wrong.
Celebrated episode 100 with it.
Yes. He has since, it was challenged as to whether he was cheating with some kind of spreadsheet. Maybe he used the app. Nick, where we are at this stage is we haven't gone to a formal grilling, which is the next step in the process, but we offered you a chance to find you a lawyer, and that's why we wanted to get you back on today.
Did we find one?
Nick, we had some great contact from lawyers. Mm-hmm. I'll just kick things off here with Jordan, who writes in, as a professional lawyer, so already you get the vibe that he's a lawyer.
That sounds lawyerish.
I have grave concerns over the legality of the conduct in episode 101 of the Hamish and Andy podcast, and he gives dates. It's all very kind of like he's giving evidence. With the tribunal phase of the hearing complete, I feel obliged to inform you of the necessary conduct for a fair trial henceforth. The defendant, Nick, must be allowed access to a duty lawyer, which the court must provide, I guess that's us, And if he cannot provide one due to his own financial hardship, or which we've said all this, we can take care of this. He said, look, to this point, proceedings have been shambolic.
Oh, that's hurtful.
And I have no confidence in this court to deliver a fast and fair and just verdict. With the threat of a formal grilling and a witch hunt looming, the defendant must be allowed proper counsel. I support this. He's not putting himself forward. He says, I'm not putting myself forward. I support the movement to give him proper counsel. And he says, you know, nobody wants to see an innocent man sent to death row. So,
wow.
Jordan may be confusing this podcast with another true crime one he's listening to at the same time. But, yeah, Nick, everyone's in support of this.
Okay, Nick, let me put some people to you, okay? And then you've got to pick one. This is William. Okay, hasn't shortened his name. Could go with Will, but no, William. So obviously he's very official. There's, ahoy, boys. I'm a lawyer willing to represent Nick on the allegations of the special skill coin fraud.
Yeah.
Not a fancy courtroom litigator like you see on TV. I've actually never represented a client in court. I'm more of a corporate mergers and acquisitions type of guy.
Well, I suppose we're hoping to merge your good name, Nick, with the concept of truth and justice. So it is a merger of types.
And look, he's confident that he can do the job still.
Yeah.
It's just the kind of lawyer Nick needs to clear his name against these baseless allegations. He normally charges $530 per hour.
Oh, must be nice.
But must be very nice. But I'm willing to represent Nick for a token of no value and promises to not attribute any value to it. Kindest regards, William, special counsel of a large national law firm.
He does sound honest, Nick. Mm. I mean, I've got one here from Fraser.
Yep.
Doesn't actually say he's a lawyer, but he puts forward a few defences, saying Nick was called out of the blue. He didn't have time to prepare a reasonable defence. He said most of the evidence brought forth before the tribunal is character only. Mm. Character only. And it has no bearing on what's actually on trial. Mm. He said he should not be trialed. The trial shouldn't be about whether he's a devious or suspicious man. Mm. The only job is to assess the accused crime in isolation. I think that's fairly true.
Yep.
Then at the end he said, look, I'd be happy to represent Nick. I would like to sue the Hamish and Andy Show should we be found innocent for an 8-coin coin. Then he writes, octuple or nothing, you'll find is very common in law circles. I've not heard of octuple or nothing, but he puts forward this concept of countersuing, which I don't think is fair because I feel like we're trying to run a pretty fair trial here.
Yeah, we'll hopefully Nick doesn't go with him. What was his name?
That was Fraser.
Nick, Jake has also submitted, hey guys, I'm a lawyer, got a degree in shit, and if you don't believe me, that's fine, I can talk my way out of anything. So that's his vibe. He goes on to say a few other things, but he says he's also...
A couple of big claims about 5G.
He also says that he's the world's most expensive lawyer, costing $1 billion an hour.
Jeez, and he's happy to do it for free for you, Nick. All right.
So that's Jake. Can I throw one more in the mix, Sam?
Okay. So at the moment we've got guy not submitting himself. Fraser, I'm unsure if he's a lawyer on my side of things. We've got the mergers and acquisitions guy.
William, yep. Will,
and we've got the lawyer
Jake.
And shit.
Yeah. This is from Chris, and the reason I leave it to last, not to lead the witness, but it was a very good application. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I'm a lawyer of a top-tier firm in Melbourne, and my currently hourly charge is $429 an hour.
Must be slightly less nice.
Yes. Like Nick, I was once put through a formal grilling where I was wrongly accused of cheating on a test. I was ambushed by my accusers, and I was not offered legal representation. This experience is what inspired me to become a lawyer. Over the years of listening to the podcast.
Is it just me or are we casting Will Smith as this guy?
Over the years of listening to the podcast, I've noticed that Hamish is quite good legal mouse. Don't know how he got that. And better than average debating skills. Therefore, when Nick was first accused of this crime and opted to do a no comment interview, I knew this bloke needed a lawyer ASAP. I see and hear a lot of myself in Nick. I feel that representing him at his formal grilling is why I became a lawyer. Hashtag free Nick.
Wow.
Nick, who you'd like to go with?
I don't know, Nick. I like the guy that said I'm a lawyer and shit, but it's up to you.
Yeah, well, the potential counter was a bit appealing, but since I've heard Chris's, I think since he's got that shared experience, he'll have the passion and the motivation to fully represent me.
Yeah, great. So we'll connect you two guys. Chris. Yep, we'll connect you. That's fantastic. We'll get straight onto this.
And now that we've got all the pieces in a row, when is the formal grilling? Is it next week?
So is the lawyer representing him at the Foible Grilling?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's where the, I guess, where the barbecue.
Yep.
And the lawyer is I guess he's a heat shield.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And where we all have
to. Is he a heat shield? Because we do want heat to be applied to mix the meat.
Yes.
And we're grilling him.
Yeah.
I guess the lawyer is the spatula.
Yeah.
Save him when he's done.
We'll work out the analogy, Nick. We'll chat
soon. Really thought that through when they came up with the concept of grilling.
We're all in tuxedos, though. It's a formal grilling.
It is a formal grilling.
Ain't been a cracker show, but obviously we need to continue our quest to locate and display the best special skills in all of the land.
This comes in from an alert listener, Matt. He's in Canada. He's in Vancouver. Now, the fact he's in a different city gives us a good clue because his skill is city-based.
Okay.
So it's an amazing skill. It's not something you could learn. Okay. This is what interests me about Matt's skill. It's kind of vibe-based. It's intuition.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's really, they're rare, those special skills, but that is the, you know, you're getting closer to the X-Man type.
Yeah, absolutely.
Attributes there because it's sort of like, I don't know how I do this.
Yep.
I was born with it.
Yep.
So when I touch a playing card, it goes explosive. Yeah. Not my fault. It's just what happens, right? He believes he can pick any, if we pick any city in the world and we tell him the time, which would be kind of be now, he can tell us the temperature.
So maybe he's well-traveled.
He's just always got a global feeling of what the temperatures are at.
Yeah, okay.
Over time, he's sort of like the NASA satellite that, you know, goes, uh-oh, the planet's heating up too much. But that's sort of in his head. He's got that capability.
He joins us via Zoom now, I guess, from Canada. Ahoy to you, Matt.
Ahoy. Good to be here. Yep. Happy birthday, Andy.
No need.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Matt, this is very exciting, and I assume, Ham, the reason why we wanted to kick this off with a Zoom, because this is the first one we've done this.
Yeah, the reason we're Zooming,
to shore
Maddie,
up our defences a little bit from cheats.
As you'd be aware, there's been some scandals.
He's nodding.
There's been some recent scandals. Yep. You'd be across that. We can very, very clearly see in your background that you do not have spreadsheets anywhere.
No.
Nor do you have any assistants. We believe this to be something that you can just tap into, but just in case, we might get you to hold up a piece of paper or something in front of your face or just close your eyes.
Why, that could be the spreadsheet.
That's all possible.
Well, show us the paper first. Hold up the nearest spreadsheet.
Would it be fine for him just to have his hands
what
up?
What if he's already clicked on it on the screen?
Okay.
Can you do this for us, Matt, just like a classic?
Oh, yes. Self-blindfold.
Self-blind. That's all we need to see.
Yeah, when he answers. Okay.
All right. We're going to do 5 cities.
Great.
And we'll tell you the time. People can play along.
Hamish knows the cities. I don't. Yep. And so I'm going to see how my vibe goes because it's nice to have.
No, I need to see your hands up too. Thank you.
It's nice to have a control. It's nice to have a control as well because I'm a lay person. It is fun. Yes, can't argue. Wait to have my fun.
People enjoy playing along with things. Okay, here we go. Jack's got the opener.
Do it. Today,
Zipper City's feeling hot, 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 or cold. Right. Well, we're going to need more than hot, 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 or cold. I appreciate Matt's excuse, the perfect symbol there. We'll need more than hot, 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 or cold. Mm. We'll need it to within plus or minus 1 degree Celsius. That's the band I'll give.
That's tough.
Well, what do you mean? Oof,
wow, that is tight.
Well, what do you want?
I reckon we go 2, mate.
Plus or minus 2?
Yeah.
So if it's 25, you can be 20, as high as 27, as low as 23?
Yeah, I think that's the ambient temperature.
Pretty big band.
Yeah, okay. But anywhere in the world, and you're just picking at the time.
You're getting plus or minus 2, which means you're going to get 4 out of 5, man. I think that's fair.
Perfect.
Yep, perfect. Yeah. We've played straight into your hands. Okay, Matt, place your hands over your eyes to remove any accusations. And a bit tighter to your face, please, because it could be just, yeah, thank you. You could be peeking a bit downwards there.
Or if he's written on his hands.
Show us your hands. Show them to the camera.
Yeah,
they are clean.
Okay.
They are clean. Okay. And show us
this.
Can you show us your ankles so you don't have someone tapping Morse code to your ankle like in the film Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
Here we go. You're good.
Can you show us your ankles?
Yep, he showed us the
clean ankles.
Ankles.
Okay. I mean, if this guy's cheating, I don't know how he's doing it. Okay. The first city is
Santiago in Chile.
Oh, what time is it in there?
Sorry, I should point out, it's 10:39 p.m. in Santiago.
Mm, okay.
Okay, do you want a thought process or do you just want an answer?
Yeah, give us the TP.
Okay. Hey, so it's winter in Santiago. Highs, I'd say, normally around 15. Lows, close to zero. So I think it's 7 degrees.
7 degrees?
Same.
Yeah.
It's 9. He's got it within the margin of error. He's got it. Yes. He's got it. Okay. Like it. We move on. We move on. Currently, let's jump down to Vienna in Austria. Where it is.
Don't worry about blindfolding yourself anymore because we've
currently 4:40 a.m.
4:40 a.m. in Vienna.
Okay, midsummer in Vienna. The highs are getting around 5. Lows are probably 15.
Did you say the high? What did you say the high was? Sorry, man.
About 25, I'd say, in Vienna.
Okay.
So the low at 4:40, it's going to be close to the low. So I'm going to say it's dark. 17.
Darkest before dawn. Ooh, it's 20.
Oh, he's missed
it by one.
Jeez.
But it's okay.
It's impressive, though, isn't it?
It's good. It's okay.
It's really impressive.
It's okay, because we're moving to Chicago, where it's 9:40 p.m.
Okay. Chicago, midsummer as well. Pretty humid there. Probably would have got to 25 during the day. Still pretty warm. I think it's 20.
It's 25.
Oh,
I'm gone.
You are gone. But you are, so unless you get the next one exactly right, which buys you back in.
We have to, because it's so impressive.
He's good. Yeah.
He's got two to go, doesn't he, Ham? Yep. Let's bring it down to one either side. 1 degree either side for the last two. If you get the last two, you've still got the coin because I'm
mid-game rule change.
I appreciate it.
Because it's fun. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's great. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Dublin, it's 3:41 a.m. Ooh. And drizzling.
Dublin is midsummer, but they have a shit summer. I think the highs are only 20, and I think it is about 16 now.
Oh, well done. 15.
Yes!
I thought I'd led you astray because I told you it was drizzling, which you'd think is cold, but somehow it's 15 degrees Celsius at 3:41 in the morning.
That's constantly the British weather, hey?
Yep. You said it, Ando.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, let's bring it home. He needs something exciting here. Do you also think about elevation of the city?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all in the algorithm. Don't worry about that.
We'll take it. Okay, it's 10:42 a.m. in the bustling metropolis of Hong Kong. What's the temp?
Probably humid. Okay, there was a curveball on the altitude. So
yes, because that's a sea level. That is a sea level city. I was looking at La Paz and I give it.
Yeah. Okay, 10:42. Hong Kong is pretty consistent. I think it's 29.
It's exactly 29!
Yeah! It's unbelievable! The algorithm is phenomenal!
And I don't want to immediately rain on anyone's parade, as we know it's raining in Dublin at the moment. But for the last two, you did have your hands off the eyes.
I told him to take it down.
I know you told him to. Then we went from a margin of one to bang on.
No, mate.
I'm not accusing anyone of cheating. I'm just saying the graph is going to, people are going to notice.
No.
But I believe, I'm just pointing
out. Just the way he talked it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. We can't.
I'm not.
Matt, one second, because I want to celebrate you. So
sure.
I'm celebrating.
Sure.
But we can't bog.
Who's the only guy out of his chair?
There's got to be.
I'm celebrating.
No,
you,
my
Matt.
Point is
love
for ongoing. I reckon we've got to go back to the honesty system because there's too many hoops at the start. There's too much rigmarole, red tape before we get to the business. And how good was the business?
The business was amazing.
Yes.
And then you bought a home bang on the nose with Hong Kong.
Oh,
what do you think Hong Kong will get to today at 29 degrees? Like, what's the rest of the day hold for Hong Kong?
Hong Kong will get to 31.
31, yeah.
Pretty good. I'm looking at the upcoming 5 hours for Hong Kong. We go to 30, 31, 32, 31.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Pretty close. Yeah, he knows.
You know Matthew, what's
you've got yourself a coin. Congratulations.
You've got a coin there. I just want to say to anyone that's noticing how accurate he got towards the end, he got his iron. Yeah. I completely believe that.
Oh, yeah. No one's upset with the rule change.
I'm just throwing it out there to just cut this stuff off before it becomes a thing. You're outstanding, Matty. What can we just ask, now that you are a coin owner and you've got one heading your way to Vancouver, why are you so good at this?
I don't know. I've lived in three continents, so I got a good feel. And then just constantly checking, constantly staying in touch. And
he just knows.
That's what it takes.
You know the weather bands. And have you ever accidentally, do you ever go to put a jacket on? Because you sound like you're a Kiwi. Are you a Kiwi?
I'm a Kiwi, no. Yep, no
you ever put a jacket on and go, wait a sec, not in Dunedin, I'm in Vancouver. Just readjust the algorithm. Or are you never slipping up?
That's spot on. Spot on myself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He knows he's in Vancouver. Thank you.
Not as impressive a skill. I always know what city I'm in.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.